Track 35.
This is the interesting characteristic, I guess, of venture capital in particular, as opposed to private equity, that companies investing in technology have to be failure tolerant. You have to take some risks in order to get the high rewards. And on the whole, a venture capitalist will set out to achieve, well, not to achieve, but to expect a third complete failure of his portfolio. A third will return his money back, and a bit more maybe, and the other third will produce good returns. And from that third that produces good returns, together with the money that you've recovered from the other third, you hope to produce a relatively good return on the overall fund. But that's the sort of failure percentage that a normal venture capital, early stage venture capitalist would expect, is a third complete failure of their portfolio. I think if one looks at the industry statistics, the good returns across the industry are driven by few very spectacular returns. So, you know, obviously Sequoia with Google has made phenomenal returns, and the Ciscos of the world, when they were, you know, succeeded, they made phenomenal returns. The Skypes of the world made phenomenal returns for the likes of Index. So, you know, you have few examples that have made spectacular returns, and they actually drive the industry return.